a time in a nursery rhyme. There were three bears.
One, two, three.
One was a papa bear, one was a mama bear, one was a wee bear. They all went out a-walking in the woods. They were talking when along came a little girl with long golden curly hair. Know who she was? Yeah. Her name was Goldilocks. Up on the door she knocked. Knock again, Goldie. Well, no one was there. Yeah, no one was there. So she walked right in, had herself a ball. 'Cause she didn't care. No one was there. Soon she got sleepy, went to bed upstairs. Home, home, home came those three bears. Someone's been eating my porridge. I said the papa bird, said the papa bird. Someone's been eating my porridge too. I said to mama bear, I said to mama bear. Wee papa wee bear,
said the little wee bear.
Someone's eating my porridge all up. Sitting in my chair. I said the papa bear, I said the papa bear. Someone's been sitting in my chair too. I said the mama bear, I said the mama bear. Wee papa wee bear,
said the little wee bear.
Someone's broken my chair. Someone's been sleeping in my bed. I said the papa bear, I said the papa bear. Someone's been sleeping in my bed too. I said the mama bear, I said the mama bear. Wee papa wee bear,
said the little wee bear.
Someone's been sleeping in my bed too. And here she is. Then Goldilocks woke up and broke up the party, and she split that scene. Bye, bye, bye. Said the papa bear, said the papa bear. Goodbye, goodbye. I said the mama bear, said the mama bear.
When you're walking in the bush, please stay on the track and never wander through the undergrowth. 'Cause if you're not observant, you might tread on a serpent, which could be quite unpleasant for you both. For you both. I've assessed the situation and I simply want to say, be cautious when you're in his habitat. Though he's not aggressive, he's inclined to be possessive, and you can hardly blame a snake for that. Snake for that. Don't ever step on a snake, or you're making a big mistake. For the sake of your protection, I suggest you change direction. Get out of there for good, for goodness sake. Don't ever step on a snake. The surprise may be more than he can take. And you'd feel the same way too if someone stepped on you while you're lying in the sunshine half awake. Be kind to old Joe Blake. Never ever step upon a snake. Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a snake and have to slip and slide along the ground? It really can't be funny to be stuck there on your tummy without a pair of legs to get you round, get you round. So you see it isn't easy to be so misunderstood. Try to see it from his point of view. It's really rather sad when the whole world thinks you're bad. But I don't really hate Joe Blake, do you? Joe Blake, do you? hunks ever step on a snake, or are you making a big mistake? For the sake of your protection, I suggest you change direction. Get out of there for goodness sake. Don't ever step on a snake. The surprise may be more than he can take, and you'd feel the same way too if someone stepped on you while you're lying in the sunshine half awake. Be kind to old Joe Blake. Never ever step upon, never ever step upon, never ever step upon a snake.
I'm Mr. Eric. You're listening to ICANN on HD2 and streaming online. What If World is coming up next.
You're listening to ICANN on HD2.
KQAC HD2 Portland 89.9.
KQOC HD2 Glen Eden Beach 88.1.
KSLC HD2 McMinnville 90.3.
KQHR HD2, The Dalles and Hood River 88.1.
What If World is coming up next.